It is August 10th, 2018.
Yay!
This is the Ponder Nerdcast, episode 103. Mm-hmm. Here with me today is Cortrice Jones.
Hello, hello.
And Mikisha Brown.
Hi, everyone.
And I'm the other host, Lance John. So, that's it for today.
Excellent.
Yes.
Goodbye, everyone. It was a great episode.
Yes.
Show is over. So, yes. Let's jump right into it. Some of the weirdest things to come out in hardware news, tech news, hardware news. So Magic Leap is a company that's been building this killer, what was believed at first to be a VR headset to rival Vive and Oculus and stuff like that. A headset, that costs $2,300. I'm trying to get into the website right now to show my... apparently, for me to see like what I get with this, so if I go to the website itself, it won't let me go to the website itself.
What in the world?
It's
holding its info hostage.
Yeah, you gotta type in your email.
Well, they want me to sign up for me to like order anything, which they won't show me. So this is their, let me see here.
So basically it's like a headset with its VR.
Yeah, it's technology. A really colorful.
It looks like one of those Willy Wonka, I don't know, that new version of Willy Wonka. And like they had those little glasses, the
circular glasses.
Yeah.
With,
they look like crazy people. Yes, it looks like that.
I'm getting...
Coke bottle glasses. This is their website. It's very... I mean, it loads pretty quickly. I don't know exactly how they're pulling this off, but this company has raised millions of dollars to put in, like I'm trying to scroll. This is me. This is scrolling through.
Look, at least their website looks nice. And like, that's a cool ass website.
Oh, here's the device right here. So
I wonder if they put that email page up to give time to the page to load, for all the graphics to load.
No. I clicked on that by mistake, because you have to click on the buy now, the buy button. Then you get that email. That whole email page.
Okay.
Because you have to put in your zip code first to see if it's deliverable in your area, and then you sign up and everything like that. So pretty much what they're doing is selling the creator edition, which is like I said, it's $2,300 for this thing. From what I can tell, you get the goggles, what is essentially a mobile computer that you click into your pants or somewhere, and a remote. Based on everything, how it looks and what they were talking about on CNET and rest of the other places, they were like,
it's amazing.
Like, it does free tracking. You don't need to wear any extra components on your arm so that the cameras can pick it up. Like, it knows your hands is there, and then it interacts with your hands. Like,
well, let's count how many lenses there are. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think there's two more on the side. There's like one on the side there.
Those aren't the speakers?
No, those are the headphones, I think. And I think they do like 3D audio.
Wow.
From what I understand.
That's a lot of cameras.
So that's 2, 4, 6. Yeah, 8 cameras. And I don't know what those two little pinholes are for.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It could be the speaker.
Could be. Like, maybe it's like a speaker to push outwardly for people who are like watching you just grab at things in the air.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. But apparently it does space.
Actually, no, it might be cameras. 2 cameras.
Could be really tiny cameras. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Like, it works a lot. Like, from what they explained, was like, you, like, the camera looks for like a grid, which is how AR works. Like, if you have a phone that can actually push out AR stuff, what it does is the camera lens, the technology looks for a grid, like a flat surface where it can put animated things on, characters, whatever.
By measuring out the distance using lasers? Right. Or?
No. My phone can do it now. Yeah. Like,
lasers that we can see, but just some kind of infrared bouncing off.
I don't know.
Objects.
I don't know if Magic Leap does that, but I know on the phone there are no lasers. It's just camera. Like, it's picking up, like, it's sensing the environment. And it's like, oh, that's a flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my phone, what I see is an actual grid. like it pops up slightly, mm-hmm. and then you can put the characters on that grid.
Oh, you know,
and then you can only be in a certain degree of, like, you know, which, you know, like mm-hmm. yeah. seeing things. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm wondering if any of the listeners would actually buy a $2,300 AR headset right now if they had the chance. Like, these, they look like aviator goggles, but like steampunky.
I'm telling you guys, if you just go for like Willy Wonka, the new one with Johnny Depp, then it looks like those glasses. Like those,
you'll get like a good goggles. Picture.
Yeah, those goggles.
Apparently, it's running its own special OS called Lumen OS.
They would have to make their own operating system.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So apparently, it's fully optimized, high fidelity visual experience. It has social of some sort. Apparently, it lets you create like avatar chat utilization, yada yada. Yeah, this sounds more. This particular version of it sounds like it's more for creators or like business space.
Definitely developers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who are like very serious about this stuff.
Yeah, who will use it heavily. Oh,
here are some specs. The Light Pack, which I'm assuming is the little round mm-hmm. circular computer. So it's running a NVIDIA Parker SAC 64-bit core for, I've never heard of this. So this must be for like mobile computing or something like that. It has an NVIDIA Pascal GPU core, which I've heard of. It's been around for a while. Like, some phones have that, some tablets have it.
Only 8 gigabytes.
8 gig of RAM. Okay, that's not bad for what it's doing, because it's not running full VR. It's just running AR. So it just needs to be good enough to do that.
I need to do better than that. If I'm gonna pay $2,300,
I mean, based on
I needed what, to do like God speed things.
Oh no, definitely not gonna do that. This is
like the first iteration. Or even the first few.
This is the first consumer iteration of it. They say that they're not even,
no kidding.
They've had different versions of it over the years.
Oh, okay,
because it's taken them three years.
You said they crowdsourced this?
No, they did not.
Crowdfunded?
No. They went to like investors and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like the first,
and they raised a lot of money that way.
Oh, they raised a hell of a lot of money. Okay, so that's the what you first mean. Version of it is actually, you ever go and get your eyes tested? You know that whole apparatus?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the first version actually looked like.
Oh my God.
And then they made it smaller, where it was like literally a box on your head, and it had all these wires coming out. Because those are just all like test stuff and whatnot.
Just in my head, picturing a box on your head with wires coming out.
Like those Minecraft
costumes. Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
It was very, very similar to that. but those weren't meant for public. It was just like the testing phase, prototypes and stuff like that. And then eventually it came down to this. And they said that even this one is not the final one. But you can still buy it and, you know, use it. Apparently, you get 128 gigabytes of space, but you can only use 95 of that.
I wonder if there's like a museum of prototypes for like huge companies who've created products that have changed our lives. Like the first version, the second version
of an iPhone,
the 20th version. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious because some of the products that I've seen like pictures of were so ugly in the first few versions.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently the CEO of the company built the first one in his garage. That's where, you know. So it starts at $2,295.
Starting, okay.
That's starting. So
it's going to get higher.
Let's see if we can get into the website.
Okay.
And see what we can order.
Okay.
So let's sign in.
Yeah, let's use our zip code 12345.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. <It's> like, I'm going to sign up. Why not?
Okay.
Let's do it. I'll give them all my information.
Yeah.
It's a reputable company. It's fine.
First name, Willy. Last name, Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Birth year, 1984.
Mm.
Yeah.
On January.
I gotta say, like, when it comes to these high-ass prices for technology like this, it's not really surprising. mm-hmm. in the beginning. Yeah. But this high, I'm not used to seeing thousands of dollars
for a headset of this stuff. It makes sense, really, based on what they're giving you. Because when Vive and Oculus came out, it was not mobile at all. You needed to buy a $1,500 computer just to use it. Mm. And then the headset itself was only like $600. Vive was $800. So comparable. What they're doing is all in one. Yeah. It's literally you clip it on your pocket and you walk around
and the room. And you're ready to go.
Right. And it already has all these sensors to see your hands. And like, because with a Vive, you have to put on these special things on your hands. And you got to set up all these cameras all over your room.
Which you have to buy all that as well?
Yeah. If you like, well, so no, it comes like with
separate.
It.
Oh, okay.
It comes with it. Right. When you buy, it comes as a package thing. Mm-hmm. They told me to check my email to look for
a code.
Some sort of code. Come on, code.
You're being initiated.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, it's made in Florida. Okay. So Florida company.
Made in America.
Brr. I don't know. Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida. Crazy people have come out of Florida.
A lot of crazy things have come out of Florida. Including this.
But this may put them on a map for, I don't know, a future tech hub.
Yeah, maybe.
So. Highly doubtful.
Yeah.
I do not
think I'm partly so. Joking. I admittedly thought, oh, I've heard of this company before. Yeah. I was thinking of Magic Jack.
No, Magic Leap has been doing interesting stuff for years when it comes to computer peripherals. Oh, so we can order. Let's see how much we can order.
Yeah.
We can order three maximum.
Let me give one to my family member.
We get the Magic Leap One Lightwear, which I'm assuming is the glasses themselves. We get the Magic Leap One controller, which is what we saw earlier in that video. We get the Magic Leap One Light Pack, which is the computer itself, a 1-year limited warranty, and optional shoulder strap.
Ooh. But why do we need a shoulder strap, though?
I do not know.
For klutzes like me, who really shouldn't be.
So let's see.
What's touching it. It hang off of my body.
Please. We get the AC power cable, wrist lanyard. A wrist lanyard?
Yeah, you know, so you don't
cleaning have to, cloth.
You don't throw the little wand.
Oh, yeah, through your TV or something
like that. And a fit kit.
Yeah.
Like the
What's
Wii.
A fit kit? Do they have like workout stuff?
No, maybe it's like what you'd put the stuff in.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Control specs is haptics feedback. You got tracking, just blah, blah, touchpad sensitive, 12 LED RGB ring with diffuser. I'm assuming that's on like either the headset or the controller or the computer itself to make you know it's on. Mm-hmm. You get up to 7.5 hours of continuous use out of the a single charge of this particular thing. That's way better than what you could get. And they're also like little that's what the shoulder strap looked like. I don't understand what it'd be like.
They got what is it like? Why like, would
can
I
they
need
show
it?
Us an example? Oh, if you don't want to clip it into your you guys are not seeing this. So the shoulder strap literally is there it is. Oh, okay. That took a while
to cover. So it's for the computer part.
Right. To like, if you don't want to clip it onto your clothes, you can just like, you know.
Put it on the shoulder.
I mean, at least the shoulder strap is $30. It's,
no, that's you know. Still high.
I'll make my own, thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Get some lanyard.
You gotta get the Magic Leap one.
I'll just get some lanyard. There's wrap it around my shoulder.
There's a hub. For $60. Essential for uninterrupted Magic Leap 1 development time. Hub is a split cable accessories that allows simultaneous connection to a computer and power source. Okay, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you can, I guess this is when you're developing things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something you probably have on the side of your computer while you're like doing all the things or whatnot.
Yeah.
And you get, the controller gets its own charger. Interesting.
Yeah, but that just means that there's a whole bunch of stuff that you have to also buy with this.
Yeah, but it looks like this is like additional stuff.
Oh, and it looks like it's like micro they recommend. USB.
No, it's USB-C. Oh, no, it's your micro. It looks like micro USB.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
You don't need their
stuff.
You don't need it, no. But the fact that it's micro USB, that means you can go to any bodega and buy a charger.
Yeah.
So because it doesn't look like it's specialized for anything else. So.
So that's good. They have that in mind for average people.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah.
They might just be like,
I'm not sure.
You can only use this charger. Oh. It may seem like you could buy one off of just like the bodega, but nah.
This
like,
is the Fit Kit. So the Fit Kit is for your head. So it can
Okay. That's right. The nose.
Nose bridge and stuff like that. I was like, well, what are you, you know, priority service plan. Okay. So this is like Apple Care Plus.
Yeah. Bitch, what? $600?
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey.
Okay. How many of you actually like deal with warranties anyway?
A lot of people
keep it real. Oh yeah,
that's why they do it. Every single company that sells a product sells warranties.
But $600.
Apple Care is it's like $200 a year. So times that by the millions of customers they have, it adds up. So yeah, this is Magic Leap is out now, and you can buy it for $2,200 or $2,300.
You can send us one. Who's out there?
Send us one for review. That'd be great.
Yes, we will review it thoroughly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we'll give it back to you.
Maybe.
One thing we didn't mention was the glasses thing. So apparently, when you do buy this, they will make prescription glasses, the lens for you. Or you get, I believe that's what she said in the video, right? Mm-hmm. Like they will like customize it to your
eyes. Yeah, so if you wear glasses, you can
do it without glasses, but the lens would be prescribed.
Which is really great because a lot of headsets that's out there for VR wear.
Yeah. None of them do that.
None of them are concerned about whether you wear glasses or not. They're like,
they just came out with a technology and was like, might do it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Buy some contacts.
Yeah. So,
how excited are you guys about VR and AR anyway? Like, do you guys have headsets right now? Any games? Any videos that you guys have watched really enjoyed?
I mean, I like the YouTubers react where like they play games, but with the headsets. But that's really it. Mm. Like, just watch them. Play with it.
The only VR thing I have is one of those janky phone ones where you can like you buy it for like $30 and you just like put it in there and that's about it. And I haven't really had any really good experiences with AR. I mean, AR stuff I've had, if you go on my Instagram, gifted51, I believe my
plug.
Yeah, well there's nothing on there, but you might you'll see a video I put up there. I put up a few videos when my Pixel got the AR kit installed. Mm-hmm. I did some Star Wars stuff. I did some Stranger Things stuff.
And those were really good, though.
Right, and that's AR. Those
look really great.
So it's like, it was really cool.
Sound effects.
Yeah, it had everything. Really great. So it was actually a pretty cool thing.
And then we can't forget about Pokemon Go. Like, so many people have engaged with AR, and most people don't even fathom.
They're not really
anything
AR-ish. I mean, no, they kind of are. Yes, some parts of it is, and some parts of it isn't. Like, you know.
Augmented reality.
Yeah. There's like.
In the environment.
Yeah, yeah. I think when you're capturing the book, rounded up the magic leap thing. Magic joystick leap, whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on. So, if you were watching the news of any sort on Monday, this past Monday of August, I think it was like, what, the 4th? I want to say. Was Monday the 4th or the 6th?
The 6th.
The 6th. Apple, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify. I think those people all pulled the trigger on this guy named Alex Jones. The only reason why we're talking about this in tech is because of because all those platforms are tech companies.
Yes.
You know, regardless of maybe how you want to talk about it, whatever. Alex Jones is a known conspiracy theorist, very, very popular on YouTube. He runs a company called InfoWars, where he's made a lot of accusations and stuff like that against a lot of people. He's very ultra right wing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What got him in trouble, him and InfoWars all together, is defamatory statements that he's made towards individuals, families, situations, and stuff like that, and inciting violence on many different occasions. That it's funny that right before all this happened, Facebook released a statement talking about their belief in free speech and yada yada, and how they're not going to take down neo-Nazi groups, that people mm-hmm. who deny the Holocaust, and all kind of shit. And so, from what I understand, Apple was the first to pull the trigger and took all his content down from on the podcast directories, which iTunes is one of the largest podcast directories in the world. And then I believe the next one was Facebook did it next, then YouTube, followed by more or less banning, I think, all his shows. Because mm-hmm. before, they had taken down just a few episodes.
Yeah.
Spotify did the same
small
thing.
Little things.
Yeah, like, you know, episodes they considered to be an issue for their platform and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Twitter, however, decided not to do this. The CEO is, you know, strong for, I mean, I remember the CEO had said something this week, but I didn't read it. I don't know what happened with any of that. You know, but apparently some of his tweets from InfoWars disappeared on Twitter, but Twitter saying that we didn't do that. Because Twitter the CEO did say that he's not banning, you know,
anyone.
He's not he's specifically the president. So, but Alex Jones more or less has done things where he said that the Sandy Hook shooting was fake, that everybody were actors, and right now he is in a defamation lawsuit for a couple $1 million mm-hmm. for each one of those families that's had to move. One of the family had to move 7 times because of threats and all kind of stuff and whatnot. And everybody, like people who support Alex Jones, are saying, they're screaming at the top of their lungs, free speech, free speech, free speech, not realizing that free speech does not protect you from consequences. It's like, it's not, free speech is not fully protected speech.
Yeah, when you can say whatever the hell you want.
Defamatory statements are not free speech. It is not protected speech. So you have to be very careful about that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is not about Alex Jones specifically. It's about companies that can pull the trigger at any, just any customer, any consumer of this thing. Call social media and stuff like that whenever they feel like it. It's not like YouTube hasn't done this before.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they've taken down, they've punished people who are very popular on YouTube. And, you know, and this is just another example of that. And it's, I mean,
I feel like it's a good thing, but it also can be considered a bad thing.
So right. I was reading a few, what I like to consider, whataboutism think piece. It was an opinion piece that was written where mm-hmm. they were saying that, oh, you could have done it a different way. Mm-hmm. What about these people? Or what about this way? And I'm like, well, it's not your platform.
Yeah.
You didn't build it. You don't run it. You certainly mm-hmm. don't have any power over it. Yes. What they choose to do on their own.
Yes.
They're still private companies on their mm-hmm. own. Yeah, they might be publicly traded, but they're still private companies. And one thing
they
I would like
do
to
do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, like one thing I would have to make people realize: people may not like this, but when you use something for free, you are not entitled to an audience.
Yeah.
No. YouTube does not guarantee your audience. Mm-hmm. Facebook does not guarantee you an audience. You know, iTunes podcasts do not guarantee you an audience. If you're not interested, no one is going to listen. No one is going to watch you and stuff like that. These platforms exist so you can have a voice. That's true, but they're not. But they're within reason, within the law, within things, decency and stuff like that, and how that works. And I am not worried about these companies having this chilling effect on people who are considered themselves the oppressed of the right wing or whatever the case may be. Because look who was out now. I think it's called CRTV, Conservative Right Television or something like that, which is a whole network.
Yeah, they do have a whole network.
A bunch of black people, I should add. They hired a bunch of black hosts to do stories and shows that is of the black conservative view, point of view. So they think that
this is... I didn't even know there were a lot of those people.
Oh, there is a lot of them.
Black conservative
people? Black conservatives, a lot of them. There's a pastor that looks a lot like the sheriff that loves Trump so much. they could be twins.
Bingo, pastor. It's the religious component.
Right, right. Okay. So they come up with, they're either really religious, highly educated, went to, you know, specifically white Ivy League schools and stuff like that. A lot of them did not go to HBCUs, where they hire these people who they're like more or less, oh, that's the good Negro. Let's put them on our platform to tell the other Negroes that they're not on the, that you're still on the plantation. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the, something Rice or whatever her name is.
Condoleezza Rice.
No, not Condoleezza Rice. There was another one named Rice.
Another woman, yes.
That was hyping up Kanye West during his mental breakdown. His second mental breakdown. Mm-hmm.
Omarosa.
I mean, Omarosa is never really...
Booker T. Washington famously is known for, you know, picking yourself up by your bootstraps.
Right.
Working hard, don't blame outside forces for your own
it's your own fault,
downfall.
No one is against you.
Like you can persevere through anything.
Right. Everybody is, you know, there's no system of racism, systematic racism. Nothing is going to harm you. You're the only one.
It's just you.
You know,
not working hard.
There's no such thing as profiling. There's no such thing as yada, yada. You know, these are like a lot of black people who for years, a lot of people looked up to them because they were celebrities in some right or way where
they got out. You know, they were able to.
Yeah. As they claim stuff. It like, oh, I've got off the plantation. I'm like,
yeah.
OK.
Yeah. But do you really understand what you're saying?
No. Because here's my thing. Well, this is going in a whole different direction than tech, but with people like that, sorry, audience, but so with people like that, 3, 2, 1, with people like that, what I've often found that people like, it's usually older conservative people who are like that, older black conservative people, people who have a lot of money, they have a lot of access and privilege and stuff like that. Yes. They're not quite plugged into the everyday struggle of the regular person of color in America anymore because they feel that they've reached a certain level that they no longer see where they come from or can experience that in any way, you know, so they choose not to, you know, it's no longer within their purview.
But there are networks out there that will have hosts like that.
Right. Like like CRTV.
Alex Jones can go bring his ass over to those networks because
The thing. I don't think any network would even take him. Not even they would, but
CRTV, no.
The thing is, CRTV doesn't have their own like video streaming anything. They're relying on these platforms to do this for them because it's free.
Oh.
They shoot this stuff and they put it out on the same platforms he's been banned on. So, like to run. So back to the tech talk. To run a video platform. Video streaming platform where you have video on demand and live streaming and all this other stuff and yada yada, like Netflix or YouTube, you know, it costs a tremendous, tremendous amount of money. And the reason why they can do it is because they have sponsorships, they have money coming in, they have paid customers who can pay in the millions. And it's like, I don't think CRTV has the audience to support
Jones
that.
Does, though.
Yeah, he made millions off of, but not specifically his audience, mostly his advertisers. Because that's how you make money on YouTube. And
He did make a lot of money from millions. From his
He sold combat wipes, taint wipes.
Yes, yes. He sells a lot of shit and that protein make
shakes
sense.
And all kind of weird shit. Yes. That doesn't make any sense
right?
whatsoever.
He does like a little sort of small commercial right during the thing. He'll during like, everything. Buy the shake.
Take his shirt off and talk about how much of a man he is. And
yes.
That reminds me of Frasier. You guys ever watched Frasier, the television show?
Yeah.
Maris, the character Maris. And how she got her riches off of toilet cakes.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
Alex Jones is full of shit.
Pretty much. It's
you got his money off of shit.
He sold a lot of shit that was just nothing. And you know, his fans just bought it up and you know. But even then, like, his fandom was around 2 million subscribers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I mean on YouTube. It's not. But if you want to levy a video streaming platform, 2 million subscribers is not paying everyone. That's paying if that's what he's bringing in additionally to whatever they have, because I don't know what the numbers are for CRTV.
He might just do a Patreon and be like, hey guys, support me on Patreon, blah 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 blah, and then they will. It starts at $50 and then it goes up higher, or it starts at 100, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I bet, you know, people are going to be like, yeah.
Show your patriotism.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, what? What?
Was that the bell?
No.
Okay.
You okay?
I thought I heard the bell.
No. I didn't hear it. 3, 2, 1. So I'm on the website here, which has Duck Dynasty.
That's right.
He's on here. A bunch of like a guy that looks like this guy over here kind of looks like James T. Kirk from Star Trek.
No, he does not.
Kinda.
He does not look like him.
So ad-free, censor-free, 30-day free trial. So it looks like they have their own network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check it out. So I was wrong about this. They are available on Roku, iPhone, iPad, TV, Apple TV, Android.
Chromecast.
Well, Chromecast is not really something that you're available on, but it's like Amazon Fire TV, and they have like three tiers.
Well, that's why
tiers.
The word's that smaller.
Yeah. Like they have like three tiers here. Monthly pass gets you $10 a month. Annual pass is $8, which is like $100 a year. And there's the 3-year pass, which is like $200. You know, you can watch all your favorite on your favorite devices. Watch on schedule live or on demand, commercial free programming, yada, yada, that sort of thing. So it looks like they were able to get their money together and create their own streaming service. Where they have a few.
There's one black person.
Oh, there's another. There's a few more. They're just now showing them. This is Here's the Deal. That's the black person. There's another one with a guy somewhere. I don't know. Oh, here it is. Right, White House Brief. Mm-hmm. So those are the two black people I've seen popped up. There is one with a pastor, but he was a guest on one of the shows.
Can I just say that I'm actually okay with black conservatives, just because it shows that black people are not all the same.
That's true.
You will not get the same black person in front of you one day as you would a black person another day. We're different, like any other group of people. And
I'm not saying that I'm not okay with them.
We're all parts of the political spectrum.
I'm not saying I'm not okay with them. You can be conservative if you want to be conservative.
It's just shocking, considering the history we have in this country.
Not exactly.
People of African descent. And
not exactly. No.
Oh, yeah?
No.
What's your perspective on blacks?
Because conservatives. Black conservatives was the first Democrats when you think about it.
Let me finish. The changing of the.
No, let me finish. Oh, it was a Republican president that actually freed the slaves. it wasn't a Democratic Party.
What we understand as Republican today is not
the same. Not talking about that. I'm talking about the perception.
As the Republican.
Their perception was
the 1800s.
Like a Democratic black person, you couldn't find one back then. Didn't exist.
Okay, but again, the Democrats of yesteryear is not the same.
I'm not talking about today. Not talking about that.
But what does that have to do with?
I'm talking about because it's not shocking that they are a bunch of black black Republicans because that's how it started. It didn't start as black Democrats.
But they don't get that it's not the same.
They don't, but they don't care.
They'll stick with their party. That's. Pretty much. I've heard like this argument before where they'll be
so
like.
So over generations, even yeah. though the party's like perspective.
Yeah, like it changed. They'll be like, collective yeah, but you know, the Republicans totally. Were the first Democrats, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so, right. It's like loyalty.
We stick with them.
It's right. It's their party. That's why yeah. they say I'm a Republican for life sort of thing, because the Republicans was looked at as the Republic of the people. And the Democrats were more on the other
money grubbing,
corporate, that sort of thing. Obviously, that switched in the last 50 years or so.
I would debate the money part is across the board. But
yeah. Now it's worse because now it's across the board for both parties where it's like money in politics has become a really toxic thing.
Really bad.
You know? So, but
too much
this is not a political show, so we're not.
Okay.
You know, it's like
moving on.
But what we're saying is being on all these platforms and stuff like that does not guarantee you an audience. It does not entitle you one. And, you know, your freedom of speech comes with consequences. There are certain things you say what's not protected under that amendment. Mm-hmm. You need to go and do your homework and figure out what that is. And if you want to say the earth is flat, great. Go ahead. All day. Yell it up and down. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but don't say but that they, flat earthers deserve to be hanged and
no like, round earthers needs to be like you know that sort of thing.
Some so shit like that.
Be careful, but you know, don't incite violence and stuff like that. And that's where Alex Jones fucked up. And that's where a lot of most of these other conservative people, who happen to be conspiracy theorists and stuff like that, they all happen to be under that umbrella. That's where a lot of them fuck up too. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, and it's just that. Now they have their own platform. They could possibly go there and do that. But whether or not anybody listens or they're making any money, no one knows.
And we're not okay with any kind of extremism, folks. Not just conservatives. If you're talking about harming people in any way or that they deserve to be harmed in any way, that is not okay. I don't care what kind of point you're trying to make. Do not say that someone deserves to be hurt and that people should take actions towards them. Don't say anything that alludes to that.
Watch what you say.
It's not okay.
Unless you have something to back it up, you know, then you might have an issue. Moving on to some movie news. Margot Kidder.
The T is silent.
That is ruled as suicide.
Yeah, this is very recent. Yesterday. Yeah, right. This information came out.
If you don't know who that is, she is the actress that played Lois Lane in the 80s and 90s. 80s. The 70s and that? Oh, I thought it was in the 90s.
No. Superman. She was an actor for a very long time. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about her career in general.
I'm just pointing out like
the Superman
who
movies.
She's yes. most known, what she's known as for.
80s.
Lois Lane. 80s. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Superman movies of the 70s and the 80s with Christopher Reeves and stuff like that.
Such great movies.
Yeah. She was 69 years old. And
she had such a charm to her, you know, and may she rest in peace.
Yes.
But when I found out like that she passed, and not only that she passed, but it was an apparent suicide. It was an overdose. The coroner found out. I was just like, wow.
Self-inflicted drugs and alcohol.
Another one.
Right, yes.
Really sad.
Yeah, it looks like she had an overdose at 14.
What? So,
yeah, she had an overdose at 14.
The suicide that, what she died
the
from.
The actress
recently.
Had a bipolar disorder, told People magazine in 1996 about her mental health problems, and revealed that she had taken an overdose at 14 and suffered badly from mood swings. Okay. So this has been all her life.
An ongoing
issue.
Her taking drugs and
yeah.
for various reasons.
And there, it looks like there's been like a call for people who are suffering from mental illness to seek help. Please go and get treatment, counseling, and stuff like that.
Yeah. If you have it, then you need to go and talk
it's
to
easier
somebody.
Now than more than ever.
Yeah.
And because now there are apps out there that can actually help you find a therapist very, mm-hmm. very easily.
Well, ease is debatable. You know, it depends on what you consider it to be, like
to find the discovery.
Yeah.
I think it's easy.
The information that's out there, but if someone doesn't have access to the internet or anything like that, or like they're in a controlled environment, like where they're literally being controlled, and they just they're in a living situation where they're not able to do certain things for whatever reason, then it's really important still to just like recognize that your quality of life can be better, and that you deserve to be happy and to do what you can with what you have access to, in any small way that you can, you know. But like, thank God for like these new technologies that's out there and your ability to retrieve information if you have access to computers like that and stuff. Yeah, because there's still a chunk of the of this country that doesn't have good internet service, very old mobile phone stuff like that. It's pretty widespread, I think.
Well, America as a whole has an issue with mental health anyway, so
yeah,
they haven't really been good at that.
Yeah, even like understanding that you may have a problem, that you may have an illness,
even if you do have one. Most of the time, people don't do anything about it because they don't know what to do about it. So they just say, oh, well, you know, he's touched.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah. Whatever language people
he's
use.
He's touched in the head.
Like, oh, there is that stigma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, even where I come from, they didn't really help you out with that sort of thing. They kind of just made a room for you in your house, and that's where you lived. You peed and poop and eat, and that was it.
Wow.
Like I knew somebody who was like next door to me like that. So
I know growing up, I was actually depressed. I was depressed in high school and it really reared its head in college. But I didn't get my first computer until I was in my early 20s.
Mm.
And like I had no idea that there were services out there for people like me, that there were other people that were suffering like me. It was just a very isolating perspective that I had.
And I'm sure, like, somebody probably noticed it in you, but didn't say anything.
No.
You know?
I was a teen. I was a girl. I was a moody teen girl.
Right. So they didn't, you know? Like, they didn't know what the signs were. They didn't know what to, like,
First generation. I had a lot of expectations put upon me by my mom and, you know, to succeed and whatever else there was, you know, I would deal with it. Because that's life.
Yeah. So, you know, condolences to the
get help if
family.
You can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all that good stuff. Yeah. If you definitely can, just
that you should.
But, you know, like I was saying, it is a lot easier now than it ever was. So,
yes.
Even if you don't have the access right now, you know, find someone who does. Go to your local library. If you're hearing this show somehow, then you have the means to
get help.
To get help,
right,
you know. So,
and if you recognize that someone else
needs
yes,
it,
yes,
you know, go out there and get help.
There are other ways.
Because as you can see, we've had a few celebrities and people who've taken their life because of mental illness over the past few months. Actually, not even years, just a few months. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah, rest in peace. What an amazing talent. You know, she actually, one thing that I thought was cool was she starred in this movie called Quaxter. Quaxter Fortune has a cousin in the Bronx, which I was like, wow, that's so hilarious. She starred with Gene Wilder. It was a 1970s movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cute. So I'm going to see if I can watch that somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see.
Quaxter.
Moving on to some more movie stuff here. So Sony has finally decided to name their cinematic universe.
Yes.
What
exciting news.
It's a terrible name.
Yes. It's
literally
It is so... Okay, so here's what it's called. It's Sony's Universe of Marvel Characters.
Some C.
The S.
There is some shade right there.
First of all,
they really threw that shade right there.
We know.
They were like, we got your Marvel characters.
They're next.
900 of them.
I don't believe that. I do not believe they own 900 Marvel properties.
They claim.
That's insane.
That they.
So that means they own the TV rights, that I'm assuming, right? Yes. Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. It didn't really go into specifics, but it said approximately, damn, I can't speak, 900 Marvel characters that they have.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And they're making plans for all of them. And maybe not all of them, but most of them.
I doubt
to get that money.
I don't think Sony Entertainment, we should be more specific about Sony and the type of division we're talking about. We're talking about entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's been keeping Sony Entertainment afloat is the PlayStation. Nothing else. The other stuff like their movies and stuff like that is done marginally good.
Yeah, wait. But then Jumanji?
Jumanji did pretty good, but it's not doing numbers like PlayStation. Just isn't.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when they put out a game, at first part, like for instance, the God of War game, which is a Sony exclusive, that, you know, that sold a couple hundred million in a day. You know, Jumanji ain't doing that. Jumanji had to do it over a period of like a couple of weeks, you know, which is very successful for them. What this means is, like, I have a feeling that, yeah, they may own all these characters and stuff like that. From what I understand, they own a lot of characters that are in the Spider-Man universe.
Yes, they do.
So, and Spider-Man does have a lot of...
Venom.
Right.
Black Cat.
And they do have a deal with Marvel right now with Spider-Man, mm-hmm. specifically. And because Venom is coming out, which looks like... It just looks terrible.
It does. I'm confused.
Yeah, so it's like... Pretty much they have like a franchise called the Spider-Man universe, I think. And so I think that's where the crux of that actually happens. And I'm willing to bet that's where most of their characters are.
Yes.
You know. So we'll see how that works out. You know, Jackpot.
I mean, we will see how it works out with that new Venom movie.
It looks terrible because apparently they're trying to push the whole PG-13, like the balance. How far can we go with PG-13? I was like, first of all,
it's not much.
You can't make a Venom movie and not involve Spider-Man. Literally, Venom started with Spider-Man. No one else, not Eddie Brock, not anybody else. Spider-Man. he's like that was his first its first host. Pretty much that's what Sony's trying to do with their little thing.
Yeah.
And
wait for all the glorious nerd shade.
Well, like all the movies they're trying to move forward with is literally just Spider-Man characters. They're not really talking about anybody outside of the Spider-Man character thing, which is why I said I think it's because just, you know.
Well, they've got 900 Spider-Man characters.
Because I was like, what do you mean they have 900? Who exactly do they own? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Well,
they might just own a lot of side characters.
Yeah, like Jackpot. Who the fuck is Jackpot? Anybody know what Jackpot does?
Well, who the fuck was Ant-Man?
Well, everybody knew Ant-Man. Well, Ant-Man was part of the Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was original. Okay.
Yeah, well, he's one
put
of
it that way.
Yeah.
People like me didn't know about Ant-Man. Mm. I'm pointing at myself right now, folks. My fingers wagging.
Yeah. So apparently Sony has a bunch of movies planned for Silk Jackpot, Night Watch, a bunch of all Spider-Man characters.
Mm-hmm.
So
for now, maybe they'll branch out. We never know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm still trying to look for this 900. I want a list. I want to see.
They're not
going to
give you a list of 900.
Somebody will. These comic book nerds out there.
How about 50? Is there a list of 50?
I want to see 50? Them all.
I'll take 10 for now, and 10? Then let's just like expand.
That's not in Spider-Man.
We do our top five list, so can we get a top five?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a top five?
That's not in the Spider-Man.
Yeah, okay. That's not in Spider-Man.
Who are the top five characters that the Sony owns? It's like,
look out for that top five, folks.
I want the list. Give me the whole list. Like,
if we can find one.
Yes.
Because I'm looking it up. I don't know. I think Sony lying. It's like, I don't think they have it. It's like, because they're like, oh, Sony has movie rights to 900 Marvel characters. I'm like, first of all, why would anybody put that out? You're just putting yourself as a target for Disney to come buy you. You're next, Sony. They're going to own PlayStation. Watch.
Yeah, we all know Disney is just like, yes, go on, make your movies. Let's see how well it does. Mm. If it doesn't do well, we'll buy you.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what they're trying to, make themselves seem, you know, plump. Right for the
picking.
We're
the only one, well, Disney especially, is like, we're the only ones that do Marvel characters right. So, if you want them done right, come over here to Disney's side, right? I know they're probably just waiting on the sidelines like, yeah, Sony, just do it. We're cheering you on.
Do it.
No, we're not.
And fail.
We're about to buy you.
You know what I just pictured? Suge Knight on stage at that music award show. Talk about come to death row. Remember that, guys?
I remember that, yeah. Anyway.
That's Disney.
So
yeah.
Suge Knight is Disney.
Hell yeah, he is. Hell yeah.
So moving on to our music section here. And take it away, Mickey.
Okay. I'm going to keep it real quick because some people know these artists. Some don't, and it's cool either way. So I like a lot of music. I like a lot of different kinds of music. And so if you guys are familiar with the artist Aphex Twin, then you will know that he recently came out with this really cool single called T69 Collapse. And I've been listening to Aphex Twin for, I don't know, a long time. And a lot of people really don't get it. They don't get him. They don't get Bjork. They don't get any kind of artsy fartsy, visually inclined musician, composer, producer.
Is he visually inclined?
Yeah.
Just looks like a bunch of error logs.
So actually that'd be fucking awesome. But, yeah, so his latest, speaking of, right? So he actually collaborated with his visual artist, his artist's name is Weirdcore, Weirdcore, one word, Weirdcore. And so, like, his latest music video is really cool. It's, like, really whacked out. It's, like, a study of, like, it's a visualization of neural messages, which I thought was really great. I mean, I'm biased. I'm an Aphex Twin fan. I've been for a long time, so, like, I'm ready for whatever he has coming out, like, because I have an idea of what to expect, but I'm still, at the same time, very surprised every time I see something new from him, so. But, so, yeah, I'm excited about that. I was as excited about his new work as I was with, what's that French artist's name? The guy, the really skinny guy, half Dutch, I think. Or, I mean, Dutch is a language, right?
Yeah.
Belgian. I forget. Anyway, like, he is coming out with new music, too. French. A le rendance.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but.
What is wrong with me?
He's a tall dude. Yeah. Really skinny.
Very much a genius. So yeah, Aphex Twin, he came out with some new music. If you guys are into rap and like fake deepness.
Yes.
So the words of Courtrice,
fake deepness.
Then you'll know that Travis Scott has his new music video out, Stop Trying to Be God. But in the video is all kinds of God imagery and himself being a godlike character, right?
I'm rolling my eyes, but you cannot see it.
He's fireproof. He's got the epic beard, the god beard, right? Looking down, shooting laser beams from his eyes.
Assuming that God is a man.
Yes, assuming it's a man.
Right.
Oh, true.
Shoots laser beams out of his eyes and melts his own head.
Oh, and speaking of mother, Kylie Jenner is in the music video.
No one cares.
As this
Mary-like
figure, all in gold, holding a baby lamb that talks to you.
No.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting in a bad way. I do agree with the line, stop trying to be God, though. Stop trying to be God, Travis.
I just wish he would stop trying to be deep. Like,
yeah.
He did not come out deep, so now all of a sudden you want to be deep?
Yeah.
Please, keep it to yourself.
You walk in with lambs in the street, like sheep and stuff. Like, what's going on?
Come on.
He's changing up his path in life.
Yes. He's grown. He's grown.
He wants that Grammy, man. You know?
Yeah. He wants that Grammy.
Can't get that Grammy talking about shaking the ass all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Bruno Mars did get the Grammy about shaking your ass.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
You know.
Okay. Well, I'll be watching the next Grammys for that.
Who knows? And shaking
my head.
Maybe the Kardashians will, pay a lot of money for him to win that Grammy.
Ooh, that's for another episode.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that. And then my last musical tidbit was let's see my notes here. Okay, we're gonna have to like cut out that gap in time because I forgot what I wrote.
Drum kit?
Yes, the history of the drum kit. Okay,
yeah, that has to be it. Last one.
Yeah, I know.
Like we're at an hour now.
A minute left.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Well, no, but go ahead.
Last but not least, I follow music news on NPR, and one of the cool things that I came across was the history of the drum set. I didn't know that the drum set had a birthday. So,
I didn't either.
Yeah. Its birthday is August 4th, 1918.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday, drum set.
Yes.
And, I mean, like a lot
you
of...
You out here.
You out here, like... all grown and shit.
Yes.
100 years old and all that.
And you keep growing.
And we keep growing. Yes. So thank you, NPR, for teaching me that August 4th, 1918 was when the official drum kit was put together, or drum set, by the Ludwig, I guess that's how you properly pronounce it, Ludwig Drum Company in Chicago. They put a bass drum together, a bass drum with its pedal, a snare, a set of cymbals, and a wood block together, and then that's what created the official drum set. So pretty much it's marketing.
Yes,
it was the beginning of the drum set, and like, oh look, you can buy it all together.
Yes. Not individually,
you know. But I mean, it really did change the music landscape and the importance of the drummer in big bands and future genres to come. So I thought that was pretty dope. And you got a little music fact. The drum kit has a birthday, August 4th. That's it.
All right, cool. Now the drum will continue to annoy parents everywhere for the kids who are trying to learn to play it in their rooms.
Yes.
Good on you.
Like I did when I was in junior high school.
Yeah, there you go. So this brings our show to the end, guys. I'm sorry for the extra noise that you're hearing because it is hot in this room and the computer failed a few times while we were recording. And it needs to be cool.
Send us money, please.
Yeah,
so we
you want to support? You want to hear like some smooth AC sound?
The drum set.
Yeah, this is pretty old. So until next time, guys, don't forget you can find us on the Gifted Sounds Network, where you can enjoy other podcasts out there. If you have some sort of different genre that you want to try out, it's there with new shows coming on soon. Hopefully, we'll let you know. And you can find the Pondery Nerdcast also on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, as they call it now.
And dude, iHeartRadio.
Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio now.
Woo!
I don't know how we got there, but cool.
Cool and pretty hot.
Pretty cool. You know, so if that's your favorite platform to listen on, you can find us there too.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys, we appreciate you for listening. Bye for now.
Bye.
See ya.